You are listening to Soul Food A La Carte, Episode 12. The Valley of the Shadow of Death from Psalm 23. That's the popular way of quoting it. Actually, it's more literally the Valley of the Shadow of Darkness. The word death's not in there. But that's from Psalm 23:4. The sermon on that verse is a message that will help you in times of fear. What does it feel like in a time when you're afraid to have God put his hand on your shoulder in the dark valley? We seek answers. God offers comfort. Isn't it better to have comfort with no answers than answers with no comfort? But here's one answer. Why are you going through this dark valley? The purpose of the dark valley is to get you to the next green pasture. The dark valley is a place where your worst fears come to pass, but fear is an insult to your protector, your shepherd, who's taking you to the next green pasture. Last couple weeks, I listened through all five of the messages on Psalm 23, and all of those, when I preached them, were popular for various different people, but the one that I found the most helpful and encouraging was this one on verse 4, the Valley of the Shadow of Darkness. I have links to here, though, in the blog for all five of them. Next, Fierce Marriage Podcast. You know, the marriage relationship needs constant attention to be what God designed it to be. In this podcast, the Fierce Marriage is a good tool for that. They have some great ideas. Even if you don't listen every week, if you just catch an episode once in a while and put a few of the ideas into practice, I think your marriage will be a lot happier and a lot more honoring to God, most likely. I've really enjoyed listening to that podcast. This next sermon on temptation, how to undeceive a desire, sermon on James 1, 15 to 17. The reason certain temptations strike a chord in your heart and they're so hard to resist, and most temptations aren't. Most temptations you can resist no problem. You see the hook, you see them as evil, it's no problem. The reason some really get to you is because those desires in your heart are deceived. Most people try to deal with the problem at the point of birth, in the analogy that James uses of how sin is conceived. But the only effective solution is to prevent the conception. This passage teaches what it is that gets our good desires pregnant with sin, how they become deceived. So I recommend that, James 1, 15 to 17. And then this week's Q&A. We've got five questions this time. First, why was John the Baptist so weird? Why did he have such a strange lifestyle? Number two, what was the purpose of baptism prior to Christ's death and resurrection? Where did it all start? Number three, Deuteronomy 15 calls for the cancellation of debts every 7 years. With regard to releasing debts and giving and generosity and all that, where do we draw the line so it doesn't become like socialism? And question from Deuteronomy 17 mentions toward the end that the kings should not store up excessive wealth or take multiple wives and so on. Yet it seems to be exactly what the Israelite kings did, like Solomon and David. Why weren't they rebuked for that? And then the last one, please clarify why God seemed so bloodthirsty in the Old Testament. He often ordered his people to conquer other nations and completely wipe them out, even women, children, and livestock in some cases. Click on the link and get the answers to the questions. And if you have any questions of your own that you'd like to see addressed, go ahead and put them in the comments or email them to me, and I'll include those in the next episode.